You have been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM. Adam and Dave calling it a night, and we just want to thank you all for tuning in throughout the program. We do want to remind you we're going to be back next week, same time, same station. And if you want some more info on the show, the bands we play, and the music we love, please go to the website at revrock.blogspot.com. Dave, we ended off with a band from Windsor who will actually be performing a show next week on the 20th. We heard from Bog Moss.
Yeah, they're playing at the Dominion House, and it's going to be a show at 9, and they're playing with... what's the other band name?
I don't know. We're looking at the poster, and we can't actually make out what it says.
Is it Bronte Bertok, maybe? It's another Windsor band that hasn't played before, but it's made up of musicians that have been part of a lot of different bands, including...
Butchers,
cellos, 50 Watt Head, and more. So pretty cool, assuming it'll be a heavier band. So that's coming up next week, but we heard a track from Sinkhole, the debut EP from Bog Moss, which features Anthony DeFazio, Anthony DiCarlo, and the bass player whose name is slipping my mind.
But their name is not Anthony.
No, that would be really cool, though.
That would be amazing.
They could call themselves the Triple A's.
That would be sick. Anyway, from that album, we heard Dayglow Tree. Before that, we heard from Ghost Woman, and we heard something from their second album they released last year that we did highlight on our favorite records of 2023 in our two-episode segment that we did a few weeks back. We heard Highly Unlikely, again, taken from their second release of 2023, Hindsight is 2020. And prior to that, we heard some music from bands that we haven't really highlighted that much throughout the calendar year, and we do want to make up for it because these bands have been pretty amazing, including what we heard from Aversions. They're actually a band that hails from Vancouver, BC, and at the tail end of the year, they had an album out titled You Wanted the Bike. Well, if you want a bike, I guess you want a bike. From that, we heard New Whip.
Yes, before that, we heard more music from Wet Face.
Yeah, Dave's favorite band, Wet Face.
Sure. I've never heard them before until now, but it sounded pretty good. What did we hear from this release?
We heard Man in Love, and the release was Music, Tunes of Song and Sound. This band hails from Montreal, Quebec. Prior to that, we heard some power pop out of L.A. from a group that I know you said you really enjoyed hearing. They're called Diners.
Yeah, a really cool band who we did play a bit from this release, but we're playing more. We heard So What? And that's from their latest release, Domino. Prior to that, we heard music from Mo Troper from their latest release. Is that, how do you say that, the song title?
Sit Go Sign.
Okay, Sit Go Sign was the track we heard. And the album we heard was...
Well, I know you're
Troper
struggling to read.
Sings...
Brian. Okay. It's okay, Dave. You take a rest. It's Saturday night. You need to relax. Troper Sings Brian, a tribute to the songs of singer and composer John Bryan. And it's just a really loving tribute to this really, I guess you could say, undervalued and underappreciated musician. I'm so glad Mo Troper is bringing more attention to Brian's work. Fantastic stuff there. And we are going to end off the show with some music from Bloodshot Bill. Again, going back to some music released later on in the year of 2023, we're going to hear something from his latest release, Psychobilly, which also ended up on our favorite albums of 2023 countdown, with a song called You Gotta. And we're also going to tell you, you gotta keep tuned in to CJAM 99.1 FM. There's going to be great programming throughout your Saturday night, including Mark Casaubon's Cowboys and Indies program, a mainstay in here. And I think it's going to remain a mainstay for quite a few years here. But with that said, Dave, it's been a great program, and I feel very good about our first show of 2024.
Well, you haven't heard the next show, though.
Well, we'll get to that then. But with that said, I guess we'll just get to it with music from Bloodshot Bill.
All right, we're going to hear a track from, as you mentioned, Psychobilly, and this was released through Ghana Records. It's doing quite well across the campus community radio charts in Canada, and that's really good to hear. Bloodshot Bill is just always doing something, and this is a really interesting release. And as mentioned, we're going to hear a track from this. Right now, to end off the show, you've been listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area and worldwide via CJAM.ca.
Together too.